Nolte, Politico poll shows no one listening to rig January 6th committee. By John Nolte on July 12, 2022. In October 2021, 67% of Republicans said Donald Trump should run for president again in 2024. Today, 66% say the same. Put another way, the rigged kangaroo court known as the January 6th committee is a total flop. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson's vivid testimony last month to the Select House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack was the latest to shake Washington. But much like the panel's other public hearings, Morning Consult reports, it appears to have done little to change Americans' minds about another presidential bid by Donald Trump, according to a new Morning Consult/Politico survey. Yes, that's a poll from Morning Consult and the left-wing Politico. Can you imagine the heartache over there? Other than some fluctuations that actually saw GOP support for Trump increase a few points between October 2021 and this month, nothing has changed. But what does that 66% look like in context? How does it compare to history and others? Thankfully, we have those numbers. Between November of 2021 and today, his fraudulency Joe Biden's support from his own Democrats for a second term has fallen from 62% to 51%. Only 51% of Democrats believe Biden, a sitting president, should run again. LOL. Another thing to remember is that Trump lost the presidency in 2020. How many presidents who lose re-election hold on to this kind of support from their base? Was anyone clamoring for Jimmy Carter or George H.W. Bush to run again? No. Other than Adlai Stevenson 60 years ago, I can't even remember a failed party nominee who was brought back for a second chance. In politics, a loser is seen as a loser is seen as a loser. So Trump's enduring loyalty with his base is nearly unprecedented. What's more, the fascist injustice that is the rigged kangaroo court known as the January 6th Committee is probably increasing Republican loyalty towards Trump. The whole affair is so un-American, unfair, and loaded with audacious lies that every decent American wants to see Liz Cheney and company smacked in the face with a Trump 2024 victory. If anything, the ludicrous testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson, her on-their-face lies about Trump assaulting a Secret Service agent and grabbing the steering wheel of a presidential vehicle, something so ridiculous only the idiots at Fox News would believe and spread it, destroyed whatever residual credibility the kangaroo court known as the January 6th committee might have had left. Calling a witness before the world on national TV to spew perjury is about as desperate as it gets. Why would we believe anything that comes from these clowns after that exhibition of lies? The internal numbers in the Morning Consult/Politico also show the January 6th ball not moving. Only 32% of all voters and 23% of Republicans said they knew a lot about Hutchinson's perjurious testimony. Considering all the coverage, that tells you just how much the Buboyak has tuned out the fake media, including Fox News. Back in June, 29% of the Republicans believed Trump was somewhat responsible for the Capitol Hill riot. Today, that number has only moved up to 31%, which is within the margin of error. And so, despite billions and billions and billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda, including hours of hysterical live coverage during primetime on most of the networks, the ball has only moved hard against Joe Biden's re-election chances, not Trump's. In fact, unlike every president and presidential nominee in my lifetime who's lost a presidential election, Trump remains enormously popular within his own party. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.